Friday after Epiphany, readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. God has spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming, God the One, the righteous Lord. Mid the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holdeth fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first and God the last. God hath spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God, ere time began, light of light, to earth descending, man revealing God to man. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Psalm 37. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me. Through your anger all my body is sick. Through my sin there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. O Lord, you know all my longing. Psalm 37 continued. My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees, I go mourning all the day long. All my frame burns with fever, all my body is sick, spent and utterly crushed, I cry aloud in anguish of heart. O Lord, you know all my longing, my groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength is spent, the very light has gone from my eyes. My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, you know all my longing. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. Psalm 37 concluded. But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defence. I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph if my foot should slip. For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay. My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right. O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Saviour. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. The Lord will teach us his ways. We will walk in his paths. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 63. Let me sing the praises of the Lord's goodness and of his marvellous deeds, in return for all that he has done for us, and for the great kindness he has shown us in his mercy and in his boundless goodness. He said, truly they are my people, sons and no rogues. He proved himself their saviour in all their troubles. It was neither message nor angel, but his presence that saved them. In his love and pity he redeemed them himself. He lifted them up, carried them throughout the days of old. But they rebelled, they grieved his Holy Spirit. Then he turned enemy, and himself waged war on them. They remembered the days of old, of Moses his servant. Where is he who brought us out of the sea, the shepherd of his flock? Where is he who endowed him with his Holy Spirit, who is at the right hand of Moses, set to work with his glorious arm, who divided the waters before them to win everlasting renown, who made them walk through the ocean as easily as a horse through the desert? They stumbled as little as an ox going down to the plain. The Spirit of the Lord led them to rest. This is how you guided your people to win yourself glorious renown. Look down from heaven. Look down from your holy and glorious dwelling. Where is your ardour, your might, the yearning of your inmost heart? Do not let your compassion go unmoved, for you are our Father. For Abraham does not own us, and Israel does not acknowledge us. You, Lord, yourself, are our Father, our Redeemer is your ancient name. Why, Lord, leave us to stray from your ways and harden our hearts against fearing you? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your inheritance. Why have the wicked set foot in the sanctuary? Why are our enemies trampling your sanctuary? We have long been like people you do not rule, people who do not bear your name. Oh, that you would tear the heavens open and come down. At your presence the mountains would melt. Responsory from Isaiah 63. Lord, we have long been like people you do not rule, people who do not bear your name. Oh, that you would tear the heavens open and come down. We wait for justice that never comes, for salvation that is removed far away from us. Oh, that you would tear the heavens open and come down. A reading from the Orations of St. Proclus of Constantinople. Christ appeared to the world, and putting order into the disordered world, he made it resplendent. He took upon himself the sin of the world, and cast down the enemy of the world. He sanctified the founts of water, and enlightened the souls of men. He surrounded miracles with still greater miracles. For today both earth and sea have shared between them the grace of the Saviour, and over the whole world joy is spread, and today's feast manifests a greater increase of miracles than the festival we held before. For in the former festival day of the Saviour's Nativity, the earth was joining in the gladness because she carried the Lord in a crib. But on this present day of the Epiphany, the sea leapt with the highest joy and danced with delight, delighting indeed that it had received the blessing of sanctification in the midst of Jordan. In the former celebration, an imperfect infant was exhibited, witnessing to our imperfection. But on the present festival day, a full-grown man is to be seen, in obscure fashion, pointing to him who, being perfect, proceeds from the perfect God. There the king puts on the purple robe of a body. Here the fount forms round him a river, as if to clothe him. Come then, and see new and overwhelming miracles. The Sun of Righteousness bathing in Jordan, the fire immersed in water, and God being sanctified by human ministry. Today all creation resounding with hymns cries, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Blessed is he who comes at all times, for this is not the first time that he has come. And now, who is this? Speak more clearly, I pray, blessed David. Quote, "God is the Lord, and he has given us light." End of quote. Nor does David alone, as prophet, speak thus, but in fact Paul the Apostle, agreeing with him in his own testimony, says the following words, "There has appeared the grace of God, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us." Not to some men, but to all. To all, that is, both Jews and Greeks equally. He pours out salvation through baptism, offering to all men a common blessing in baptism. Come, see the strange and new flood, greater and more excellent than in the days of Noah. There the waters of the flood destroyed the human race, but here the water of baptism, by the power of him who is baptized in it, has called back the dead to life. There the dove carrying the olive branch in its beak denotes the fragrance of the sweet-smelling Saviour of our Lord Christ. But here the Holy Spirit, coming in form of a dove, reveals to us our merciful God. Responsory: Jesus, light from light, was revealed to us today when John baptized him in the River Jordan. We believe he was born of the Virgin Mary. The heavens above him opened, and the Father's voice was heard. We believe that he was born of the Virgin Mary. Let us pray. God and Father, light of all mankind, make our hearts radiant with the splendour of that light which long ago you shed on our fathers in the faith, and gave your people the joy of lasting peace. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.